Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, no camera, no problem. Well, less of a problem when you have lens-happy apps.
Plus, dinosaur woes and iPad home screens.
All that, and we're getting into an 808 state on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the easy way to sell or recycle the used gadgets lying around your home or office. Don't just sell it, Gazelle it! For a 5% bonus payment for your used gadgets, go to gazelle.com and use the bonus code iPad. And by Slingbox. Watch your favorite TV shows when you're away from home with Slingbox. Check out Slingbox at a Best Buy near you or visit slingbox.com/twit. And by Hover.com. Hover is domain name registration and management that's simple. For 10% off your new domain, go to iPadToday.hover.com. Go to iPadToday.hover.com.
It's time for iPad Today. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Sarah Lane.
Hey, how are you? You wanted me to sound like Ryan Seacrest, so I'm doing my best.
That does not sound like Ryan Seacrest.
He doesn't sound like that?
Do it again.
No, it doesn't, because he doesn't talk like that.
No,
I'm
he
just
doesn't.
Jealous because he just signed a deal for $20 million a year.
American Idol.
Yes. Seacrest out.
Does he still do Seacrest out?
I don't know.
I hope not. I'm not paying that much attention. I don't watch the show. I stopped watching American Idol years ago.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. There's only so many shows in the world.
There's only so much talent. And I think it wasn't as talented in the subsequent years. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. No.
This is the show about iPads, Leo.
Although Sarah and I probably would like to do a Hollywood show. Wouldn't it be
totally.
Fun? Yeah.
Actually, I'm sort of surprised that you're saying that, because you're not like Mr. Hollywood dude.
Oh, I'd like to. Well, did you see who they got to host the Academy Awards this year?
Yes.
Not so happy about that.
James Franco and Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, what the hell is that? I mean, I love Anne Hathaway. She's my secret girlfriend.
I love James Franco, yep. Quite honestly.
A lot of girls do.
Even with just one arm.
So they just went to the sex appeal thing.
I guess so. I know. It's like,
last year,
are the two of them friends? I don't quite. It was Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin.
Yeah,
and
it was like
awesome.
Funny. It was like humor.
Everyone loved the duo. I thought they'd bring them back.
I even missed the days when Billy Crystal hosted it.
Me too.
See,
was hysterical.
We could do a Hollywood show.
We could host the Academy Awards.
We can know.
Come on.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I can't handle that kind of pressure.
Yeah,
No. I don't actually like real audiences.
Can you imagine the pressure that must be to do
cameras
that show?
Are fine.
That
love
is
the
so
cameras.
Live.
I know you guys are behind there somewhere.
We had in studio
too much pressure.
The guy who did the teleprompter, he's a very famous Hollywood teleprompter guy. He came to visit our studio, and he talked about doing the prompter for the Academy Awards. And he said, you can blame me for the Oprah Uma joke. Uma, Oprah, Oprah, Uma.
Well, why? I mean.
Because I can't remember who did it. I don't probably should.
It was Dave Letterman.
Yeah, Letterman did it.
He did not do well at
and
that Oscars.
It didn't do well. And it was on the prompter, and Letterman asked our friend, what do you think, Oprah Uma, does that work? And the guy said, it's funny. So he said, blame me.
Well, you know, or blame Dave Letterman for, you know, being like, hey, guy, working the teleprompter. You like my joke? One person's joke is another person's not joke.
To get this back on topic, by the way, he does use iPads for prompting. There's some good iPad prompter software, and you can actually do a pretty good job.
It's called like Teleprompter Pro is one of the ones that I have.
You actually use it?
Well, I haven't used it because we don't do prompter stuff.
I am so anti-teleprompter. I hate teleprompters. I think unless you really are been using them for years and are very proficient with them, they just make you look like a robot.
Well, it depends on, obviously, the person. If we were doing the screensavers, if we were back in those days where we had certain commercial breaks that had to hit a certain time,
certain
and there's
things.
So many elements, and we had...
No, we needed them for that show.
As long as you've got your teases written and bullet points, then you can just sort of not think about it, and you can almost just wing the whole show.
We needed those for that show.
Yeah. But I would
put bullet points in there. I didn't want, like, scripts in there. And now it's time to talk about the iPad. Sarah, today's topic is...
Thanks, Leo. You know, these days it can be so confusing to look through apps.
It is. It just sucks the life right out of it. And then, a little behind the scenes, but when you're doing a two-person hosting thing and she's reading the prompter, I have to look at her and nod. And every once in a while, I look back at the camera and look at her and nod and look back at the camera, because otherwise you're just standing here with your eyes open waiting for your line.
Yeah, waiting for me to mess up.
Yeah, I hated that. I always hated that.
Prompting is an art. Some people are really good at it. Others are very bad. Yeah. And it needs to be not leaned on as a crutch. That's kind of my feeling about all of that. But, you know, we don't use a teleprompter on the show, and that's why...
We wander all the hell over the place.
That's why we talk about the Oscars and Ryan Seacrest, and...
We have no script. Leo, your shows are getting so staged. We just did this to prove it's not true.
No.
There's no staging involved.
In my wildest dreams, I wouldn't have known that we had just talked about for the last 5 minutes. You can't dream this stuff, people.
You can't.
It's now better than fiction.
Let's get back to the work at hand. What is our topic? Every week on iPad Today, we kind of pick a topic.
Because there's so many apps and some of them fit into a cool theme, and so we put them all in a bucket and we talk about them.
Yeah, we want them to have them in a bucket, otherwise it's random.
Now, you know, episode one, Leo, that was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
But if you recall, we thought, what are we going to do for our first theme? How about photography apps? Because we both love photography and that makes a lot of sense. Well, this is episode 23, so that was 22 episodes ago, and I thought, let's get back to some photography apps, because 22 weeks is a long time. A lot of things have been updated or come out. We're using different services.
We only do, you know, most 4 or 5 apps. There's tons of apps in this category.
We couldn't possibly say, oh, we've done photography apps. Let's do something else. So we're going back. We're going lens happy apps.
I've got one for you that is brand new. How about that?
Okay.
That I just discovered this week, and I really like. It's called... Comic Strip, and there are a number of comic strip apps on the iPad, but this is a really fun one. You see, I made a comic strip here. It's got various layouts. You could put characters, pictures in, and then you can give them different things to say. I'll go back. Let's go back to the beginning, before this all existed.
Let's go back.
These are your templates at the bottom here. These are your captions. And let's restart. Let's start with a brand new comic strip. Now, first, let me show you the different template layouts. There's simpler ones with bigger panels. In fact, there's one with a full screen panel if you just want to add a caption to a picture. What you see here is plus signs. You just press the plus sign, and you can pick a photo. Now, this is one of the drawbacks, of course, of what we're doing today is that you can't take pictures yet.
Right.
With the iPad.
You've got to save pictures to your iPad a variety of ways.
Right.
You know, you save them off the internet or via email or
so
you,
maybe or I'll do I'll do my daughter and I'll take some pictures of her and put them in here.
That's
Let's
so
see.
Cute.
There's
Gosh,
one.
She sure Isn't looks that... like Jennifer, doesn't she?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Thank God you didn't. Yes.
No, she looks like both of you, but I mean, in that picture, she looks
so
I know where
you're going with that one.
No.
Yeah, she looks just like my wife.
I'm complimenting your wife.
Thank
I am
God.
Not insulting you,
Thank
Mr.
God.
Touchy.
All right, let's get some outdoor pictures here.
Ooh, neato.
Yeah, the beach. How about the beach? We
How
always
about
like
it?
The beach.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that's a desert. People are hiking in the desert.
Nice.
You get the idea. It's very easy to pick. I won't make a complete one here. Maybe here is me and my son. But then you can add captions to this. And there are a variety of captions. In fact, there's also like comic book, like POW and Zoom. And
oh, that's cool.
Super! How do you like that?
I like
it. Stamps. You can do tabs on here.
So this is a for fun kind
of
thing.
It isn't what I would call, look at this one. This is kind of fun. Once Upon a Night.
Oh, I love
right
this.
There. Okay.
So you make a kitschy photo collage.
Exactly. And a lot of fun. Then once you've got it the way you want it. You can save it, and you can publish it. You can share it on Twitter, share it on Facebook if you want. You have to, of course, log into your Facebook and Twitter accounts, and then save it for your friends to see. Publish it on Facebook, publish it on Twitter. So it's really fun. I'll show you the one I did. Actually, if you go to my Facebook account, you can see. But you can also, once it's saved, it also shows up in your photos library, so you have it for use later.
Right, because what fun would it be if it didn't save so that then you could access it
later
date?
We like things like Instagram, right?
Yeah.
So I could also do all of that. And this is one of the things that's kind of cool about all of these apps is that you can use them to create really cool images that you can then share on Instagram. So this is the one this is our grandnephew. Rainer, he says, what is happening? Giant chickens, you take the guy on the left. Abby, when she was in a bad mood, this is so stupid. This guy is in a play saying, look. Henry's saying,
giant chicken. So?
So it's just a comic, right?
It's funny.
It's just a comic. And if you want to, you know, if you want to put it in Instagram, you could put it in Instagram. In fact, that's the only way you can use Instagram on the iPad is to take existing saved photos.
That's right.
Why don't I Instagram this right now?
Well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned Instagram because there's sort of a backlash going on right now on Instagram about people who upload
DSLR pictures, right?
Yeah, because right now Instagram is just an iPhone program, app, rather. And you can tell that a lot of stuff that's hitting the popular page was just uploaded to Instagram. But I feel like...
I think this is okay.
I think this is okay, too.
Most of these pictures were taken with an iPhone. I'm just adding a little extra a little extra stuff
to it. I think multiple apps are okay, as long as it's not...
Well,
you know, some 5D picture.
Show us some more. You've got some apps in there, right?
I do.
Tell me about FilterStorm. I don't know about this one.
So FilterStorm, I believe I may have mentioned this week one of iPad Today. We didn't go too much into it. However, it's been updated in a great way. So let me just, I'll go ahead and load a photo. By the way, some of you have been talking about my I Miss You art that is really, really bad. But thank you for liking it. And
What are you talking about?
When we were doing art apps a few weeks ago, I wrote like an I Miss You with a flower.
Yeah. And some people post that somewhere?
Well, I thought that I had, but I didn't. And people had said, you know, you said that you'd have it for download on the page.
So post it, yeah.
Well, I will.
This is $3.99. It's designed for both iPhone and iPad.
Yes.
By the way, so is Comic Strip. So that's kind of nice. You buy it once and you can run it on both platforms. Comic Strip, I didn't mention, is $1.99. Now, is that you?
That's me, yes.
Great picture.
This was in Cambodia.
It
was at Angkor Wat years ago. Yeah, so I didn't take it, but you know.
A lot of people would go to Angkor Wat and they would take pictures of Angkor Wat, but no.
Yeah, beautiful temples.
Yeah.
What a snore when you can take pictures of your own silhouette. No, I'm just kidding. I have about 40,000 pictures of the temples themselves and a couple of me. But anyway, what's nice about FilterStorm is it's a very Photoshop-esque type of interface. You know, you've got crop functions, for example. Go ahead and crop that. I can scale the picture. This is sort of a weird picture because there's not too much color involved, but I can obviously play around with the colors, straighten it. You know, so many times when you've got a picture and you want to, why am I not doing this right? So many times when you have a picture, it's off kilter
handy.
A little
that's
bit.
Really
yeah. So
handy.
It's, you know, it's stuff that, you know, it's very iPhoto, you know, that's something I do in iPhoto all the time when I'm trying to fix my pictures. You can flip the picture backwards. You can add some sort of a border. And then of course you've got some settings, where you can enhance the colors. You can, you know, create sort of like a vintage filter and that sort of thing. What's great about, FilterStorm 2, though, is now all the metadata is included.
It doesn't strip it out.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
I hate programs that do that.
It did in the past. And that's why a lot of people don't like programs like this, because if you're serious about your photography, all that information is, it's a deal breaker. You don't want to add some sort of a filter and then all of a sudden your metadata is stripped out. So FilterStorm now includes all of that. And of course, if you send it to anybody from within the FilterStorm interface, then they get that as well. It is a great little app. It is, again, a lot like Photoshop as far as, you know, actually, when I say Photoshop, what I really mean is iPhoto. It's a lot like iPhoto in the way that you can do all the obvious stuff to your pictures, as far as cropping or straightening or you know, adding, you know, sort of basic filters. But it's a nice interface, does everything well, and I love it. And again, you can send it to whoever you want. You can save it. And
FilterStorm.
FilterStorm.
$3.99. Mm-hmm, did you say Photoshop?
Well, I said it was Photoshop, but then I changed my mind and I realized that what I meant was iPhoto.
Yeah,
it's
because
all like iPhoto.
Because my app is actually Photoshop.
Leo, Photoshop's like $400. You must be crazy.
It's Photoshop Express for the iPad and iPhone. It's free, and I think I was sure that we had mentioned this when we talked about photo apps last time, because this has been around for a while. Although I have to say it's a lot better than it was.
Mm.
It has a lot of nice features. And what really makes this an app, besides the fact that it's free and does many of the things that these other apps will do, lots of effects and filters and editing capability, is it ties into Adobe Photoshop Online, which is a free online storage site. So this is a way to get pictures into the iPad as well as out of the iPad. And I think this is a very nice way to kind of get. Let's take a photo that let's see here, photo I took somewhere interesting here.
Somewhere interesting.
Since you're going to do Angkor Wat.
Months. Well, that Angkor was Wat. Years ago. I haven't been there recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, these aren't that recent either, actually. But I have a lot of photos. You know, this is one nice thing about having a considerable amount of storage.
You just load them in. See, that's one of the things is, I mean, I complain all the time about there not being a camera on the iPad, and it still is. I mean, just it's a gaping void, but you can load a lot of pictures onto the iPad and then have a lot of fun with these apps. So is not lost.
Let's take this chicken picture, which is about as perfect a picture as it could get.
But it doesn't get any nicer. A little vignetting too.
Yeah. If I had to do it, I could crop, straighten, rotate, or flip it. I can also change the exposure, the saturation. And when you do it, it's pretty straightforward. You just there's no control. You just slide your finger along.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is kind of neat, you know.
It's intuitive on the iPad, too.
Oh, yeah, very natural. And this picture definitely begs to be heavily saturated. So let me just turn that up a little bit.
Well, they are giant chickens, after all.
They're giant. Now they're giant colorful.
Certainly don't want to undersaturate.
I can also do some sketching on top of it, which is... you know, kind of modify it a little bit to make it look more like a drawing. Again, we showed you those artisan filters earlier. I don't like that. Let's undo that one.
Yeah,
that's another nice feature.
That's weird.
Undo is a great thing to have. And then there are some other effects here. Not a huge number, but this is the Andy Warhol effect. I think that's kind of fun, especially if you have giant chickens to make more of them.
Yeah, now you have 8 chickens.
Yeah. Here's a little tilt shift blur on it, which is kind of cool. So it's not, it's not super fancy. I would say
it's a stripped down Photoshop.
It's a stripped down Photoshop. The nice thing about it is it has this upload feature, so you can immediately save it to your Photoshop online, edit it, and you can download pictures from Photoshop online.
And it's free.
I think they've done a nice job. I think this is actually, you could have all the other ones. You should always have this one at the very least.
Absolutely.
It's just there.
If you're familiar with your filters.
Yeah.
When Photoshop, then yeah, I mean, this isn't going to be the robust program that you could have on a PC, but at least it's going to be familiar to you if you've got to do something on the fly. Funny that you mentioned tilt shift, Leo.
Do you do tilt shift?
Oh, I love tilt shift.
I love tilt shift.
And you know what's funny is...
I say that carefully, too.
I know. Tilt shift generator is one of the best apps, and if you don't know about it, then you have to go download it immediately because you will impress everyone with very little effort on your part. So,
no, I didn't know that it came on the iPad. I use it on the iPhone.
iPhone iPad compatible, but then there's actually a tilt shift generator for iPad,
cool,
which is its own thing. Now, let's take a picture of, okay, so like this is like kind of a dumb picture of some wine bottles, right? So what you want to do at this point is, as you can see, hey, that looks like there's a blur around it. Well, I can actually play around with this blur because if you kind of see that little circle on the middle, what it's doing is it's saying, this is what I'm focusing on and I'm blurring everything around it. Well, I can actually manipulate my blur area. So I can say like, well, I kind of want this guy to not be all that blurry. So I do that. And then now it's just sort of blurring the outside. Now, if I wanted to, maybe I just want his head and I want the wine itself to be blurred, then I kind of manipulate that and that's kind of fun. And then I can say the blur size, I'd like it bigger.
This is actually much
smaller.
Better than the one on the iPhone. I mean, you have a lot more capabilities.
Tilt Shift Gen is the coolest picture because you know what it does? It creates a telephoto lens type. I mean, it's lying, but that's what it's giving you. Now, I can also I had a radial blur going on, but I can also do a linear blur, which totally changes the whole thing. So I could do like a sort of like an arc. So I have
this is a neat
sort
effect
of blur that goes
a lot of photographers like to play with. It can make things look like toys. If you take pictures of a city street, for instance, by making one thing in precise sharp focus and the rest of it deeply out of focus, it has a strange psychological effect. This does more than just tilt shift, though. This is really pretty.
You can play with your saturation. It'll add some vignetting, if the picture calls for that. The contrast, the brightness. Tilt Shift Gen on my iPhone, and especially once the iPhone 4 came out and the camera was better.
You like playing with that?
This was a mediocre picture. You guys saw it when I loaded it up. It can make things just look a lot more interesting. I mean, it looks like I specifically, I had some sort of fancy camera and I wanted to focus on his face, and there's so much that you can do. This is $299, by the way. And you know what else?
What
this
else?
Will impress your Instagram friends like yeah. no other app because
there's a lot of tilt shift on Instagram.
There's a lot of tilt shift going on Instagram. And without fail, somebody will get on the popular page and like out of 48 comments, 20 of them will say, this is so amazing. How did you create
oh,
that
please.
Look? It was tilt shift.
Tilt shift.
That's what it was. So tilt now
shift.
You know the secret. This is a great, fun app. Very easy to use. Very intuitive. And, you know, playing with the blur and deciding where the blur is going to be and where it isn't going to be is half the fun.
$2.99.
Yep.
This one is the iPad version.
That's right.
And I have to say, I think the iPad version is a little bit better than the one on the iPhone. Of course, you have more space, more to
you
do
have more
to
space, and it's just it's set up for you know if you think about that on the iPhone, that would be a little harder to use
yeah.
because all
yeah.
the all
you
the controls are sort of squished at the bottom. But on the iPad, it's just fine.
There are, you know, like the Lens Baby. I have a Lens Baby, which does this mm-hmm. on the camera. But
that's awesome.
It's kind of fun to do it with, you know, just take an existing picture. You see how that looks like a toy, that picture on the
it
right?
Does.
Because it's a construction project. The crane's in focus. But everything else is really
Isn't
out of focus.
Isn't that weird? Why does select focus make things look like little miniature?
Well,
you know,
it's complicated. I could explain it to you, but
yeah?
It's complicated. It really has to do with the fact that if you were actually taking pictures of toys in kind of that close up, you would have very shallow depth of field.
I see.
So it's simulating an extremely shallow depth of field.
Got it.
And by doing so,
it
tricks your...
that
yes.
if you were actually in an airplane
exactly.
above a
tricks
big
Tricks your
building.
Brain. Right. Normally, everything, if it's that distance, is in focus.
Yeah.
So it tricks your brain into thinking, oh, they must be really small, and I must be very close.
That's so weird.
It is a very strange psychological
it
effect.
It is. Yeah.
I love
it's it neat,
too.
Though. It tugs at your heartstrings in a weird way. That weird building.
Yeah. The first time I saw it, I was...
That construction site made me cry.
I was in Australia, and we had gone up into a tower, the shot tower in Tasmania,
mm-hmm.
and somebody took a picture of a boathouse and stuff and came down, and she showed me the tilt shift. Because she had a Lens Baby, and I went, oh my God, that's amazing. It looks like a toy. It really does blow your mind the
yeah.
first time you see it.
Well, now you guys have several tools to make your photos
Some
better within
stuff.
The iPad. You can't take pictures on your iPad, but if you can get them there, then you can have a lot
and
of fun.
And you know what? Next year we'll be able to take pictures. Don't
That's
you think?
What I think.
Hey, if you... Now, we've just scratched the surface once again. That's our second episode. I know we're going to do a third episode, so maybe we should get people to submit...
Absolutely.
And
by the way, your suggestions are always appreciated. We use your suggestions as much as possible. And so many of you, by the way, over the last 22 episodes have been talking about, please do more photography apps.
There's
Here's
four
my
right
idea.
There. Yep.
So thank you so much. If you have suggestions on what we should cover, you can always email us at iPadToday@twit.tv. And if you want to go over these again, you don't remember what was the third app we talked about, you can always watch our show later if you're not watching it live. The URL is twit.tv/IPT. That's our show page. And a quick reminder that if you do want to watch live, we would love to have you. And we record on Thursdays, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 1:30 Pacific.
Yep.
And that's what we're doing right now, unless you're listening later, and then it doesn't matter.
I like it that we offer audio, video. You can watch it on a Roku. You can watch it on any device. And,
totally.
And that's the idea, is to make it as easy as possible for you to watch it. We're very grateful.
By the way, people have, on the Roku, more than anything else, have been saying how nice the show looks.
Mm-hmm.
Roku fans are...
Wait till you see... I've got to bring in the Windows Phone 7. Dimitri wrote a really nice... Twit app for the Windows Phone
really?
7. It looks great on the Samsung Focus as well.
I like the Windows
Gorgeous.
Phone.
Shh, don't tell anybody. You're not supposed to.
I'm sorry.
You're an Apple person.
Know.
You know what I like?
What?
If you wanted to get rid of your Windows, your iPhone to get a Windows Phone,
yeah.
you could use Gazelle.
Oh.
You know about Gazelle?
Yeah, well, it's like an African safari. And
no,
you see them running and the lions eat them.
That's a different kind of Gazelle.
Oh, all right. Well,
Gazelle.
No, I don't know what you mean.
You're talking about the ungulate.
Oh.
I'm talking about the website.
Oh.
Gazelle is where you get cash for your gadgets. Let's say I'll just...
Oh, I love this
yeah.
website.
Look at all the categories. And by the way, they've redesigned it if you haven't been there lately. These are all the categories. Everything from Blu-ray players to calculators to MP3 players to projectors to satellite radios. I got a few of those I'd like to get rid of. Look, we all do. We all have gadgets lying around. Maybe you've got an old iPhone 3GS and you're interested in getting rid of it so that you can buy a new iPhone 4. Well, you enter it in.
There
it says, oh, I know all about
that.
Then it asks you some questions. Is it working? Yeah, no, it's all right. It looks good. It's in good shape. I've got the original cables. Look at this. It shows you a graph of how the prices have changed over time. Is it free of water damage? Absolutely. Let's continue on and see what else. Now they're going to say, what? My 3GS worth $200.
No kidding.
That's going to pay for my iPhone 4.
Now, what if I lied and sent it to them, and it really was kind of scratched up?
I mean, let's face it. They do
they're
have
gonna
the...
They're going to see it, and then
They will downgrade your offer. They have experts look at it. You know, one of the nice things about the experts who do look at it, they will take all your data off. You don't have to prepare it ahead of time. They know how to remove data from all these devices. So what happens then is you get a box, any box. In fact, you can load that box up, get all your gadgets together, and add them to your box. And then they will send you a mailing label. They pay for the shipping. And you send it to them. They look at it. They assess it. If it matches, they'll send you a check. In fact, I've been getting emails from people saying sometimes they assess it and it's in better shape than I said it was. And I've gotten more money.
That's awesome.
I got a tweet the other day. Somebody says, I got more money.
I mean, it's like 1-800-GUT-JUNK, but you don't have to pay.
Right.
They pay you.
They pay everything. Not
they
only
come
that.
Right to your door.
You're going to get paid in cash, or you can get paid in a variety of other ways that might even give you more value. But I got to tell you a little secret here. When you're checking out right here on this page, you use the bonus code. Let me just make sure I got the right one. IPAD bonus code. You get 5% bonus on top of what they promised you, okay? GAZELLE.com. They do it for nonprofits. You could have a gadget drive. They also do great recycling if there's no value, and a lot of us have things that are just worthless. They'll recycle it for you. Gazelle it. Don't sell it. Gazelle it. Gazelle.com.
I wonder what Gazelle would give me for my old BlackBerry Pearl, because I've been saving it for no reason, and I just... Yeah, I can't just throw it away. I need to recycle it.
You shouldn't throw it away.
Yeah. So I'm going to see what Gazelle will give me for that.
I think, you know, the fun thing is...
not that much, but...
No, it doesn't matter. Once you start doing it, you just want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
You start throwing this stuff in the box and looking up on a Gazelle, and it's great. It's just this great feeling. You got rid of it all. You ship it. A lot of it does, you know, you get money for. A lot of it you'll get, maybe some of it you'll get recycled. I think 80% of the stuff, they send you money.
Even if you get nothing, you should still be recycling the stuff.
And they do.
Because it's super poisonous.
EPA green certified recycling. Never offshore. Never in the landfill. They take care of it. They know what they're doing.
I love these guys.
Gazelle. So what's been going on in iPad land?
Well, you know, I would tell you all about Richard Branson's new project called Project for iPad.
That's confusing.
But I haven't been able to download the darn thing.
You're lucky I'm here.
Well, thank you.
Because I have it.
And I'm not sure what the problem is, but I can't. Every time
you're still downloading yours.
I'm at 7%. I've gotten up to 100.
Look at this. This is the cover. It's so great. Actually, I should go back. I want to go back and do it again. Let me do it again, because it's so cool when it starts up.
I'm just going to sit here jealous.
Oh, unfortunately, it's a multitasking. Well, let me exit out of it here. Because what's really cool is when it first starts up, I'll close it completely from the multitasker. When it first starts up, it looks like just kind of a normal magazine. This is a magazine for the iPad, and it really is designed for the iPad. And look, there's your... Wait, what? Something's gone horribly wrong. It's turned into a movie. Isn't
Jeff
that nice?
Bridges.
That's your buddy.
Wait a second.
That's
your
buddy.
This is a Tron type of a look.
Yeah, so he's the cover story, and they turned it into, isn't that a great way to start? This is really a magazine that has been completely rethought for the iPad. And I have to say, I love the idea. It has interactivity. If I push that button, there's a forum you can participate in and put your comments and your thoughts in and see what other people are talking about. I think that's a nice way to use it. There's additional web links here. Now, that's one of the things Murdoch says, we'll never link out of our articles. Well, they do that here, and you do have a share command. It's really a natural way of navigating, and in many cases, it's not just a still picture. They're really bringing these articles to life.
Yeah.
Which I think is so cool. This is an article about Tokyo.
Ooh, I bet I'd like to read that.
Isn't that gorgeous? I think this is... I've heard people say, the editorial's not great on this and so forth.
Yeah, I've heard it's sort of men's magazine-y type of thing, which is, I mean, that aside, the look of it is kind of...
I think if Vanity Fair ended up doing something like this, mm-hmm. I would go crazy. Look at this. This is an American Express ad, okay? So you start rubbing out, eat...
my...
Oh, actually, no, this is an article about dirt
shorts.
Farming.
Oh, dirt.
No, eat my dirt. It's an article about... Look at that. So it's very interactive. It's almost like an iPad application. How food is becoming more down to earth with the aid of a Great Dane. And then you can read the article. Isn't that? I guess
now,
I have to
now,
scrub
for
it
anyone
off.
Who says, well, wait a second. There are all sorts of iPad magazines. This is something you pay for a month and you get a daily issue?
No. So
what is it?
The player is free. A lot of this is kind of like the New Yorker we talked about.
Right.
The player is free. And then for $4.99, you get the current issue. And you keep the issues online.
It's just once a month?
You know, I don't know.
I thought it was.
You're thinking of the Murdoch Daily.
Well,
that's 99 cents a week.
But that's the daily content. No, I know. I know the difference between the two. But for some reason, I didn't think this was just another monthly magazine.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's updated or
well,
anything.
Letter to Jane in our chat room says once a month. So yeah. For some reason, so this is Richard Branson's.
Look, I'm not going to go crazy about it. It's and it just crashed. It's an interesting idea, an interesting way to make a magazine for the iPad.
I will say, looking at it, it's awesome.
I just hope you get to download it.
Trying to download it. I'm still at 7%. You know what I think what is wonky with Project is multitasking. Once I put it in the background, it starts over.
You have to.
It doesn't actually
work. You have to leave it open and download it entirely.
And the download,
before you do anything
even
else.
If I didn't do anything,
well, it's huge.
It takes a
it's
while.
Hundreds of megabytes.
They need to figure something out about that because I'm not just going to have my iPad open for half an hour downloading something on a regular basis. Once, sure.
Right.
But they're going to have to figure something like that out, or they're going to have to let me download in the background.
Now, notice I have the UK edition. They do have a Canadian, UK, and US edition.
That's right.
I don't know what the difference is, but I accidentally, when I bought it, I bought the UK edition because I just tapped the first thing I saw, which happened to be the English edition.
And how does it feel?
Everything's spelled
funny. Does it feel very UK?
No, I don't know. I'm sorry. Did I say $4.99? $2.99, not $4.99, which is cheaper than the New Yorker.
$2.99. Although, did you actually buy a $6 magazine because it's $2.99 UK?
I only
it's
bought
not
one.
Pounds.
No, no. It's just they tell you in dollars.
How crazy.
So that I think we're going to hear a lot more stories like that. And the Rupert Murdoch magazine is supposed to come out maybe even before you see this. Because we're recording this a little bit early because we're actually both about to go to Paris.
That's true.
So as we record this December 2nd, Murdoch's Daily has not come out, but it might well come out in the next few days, we hear.
I'm excited. I'm skeptical. I'll be honest. I'm skeptical about it, but I am excited. I think that the publishing world can do something and will. They'll figure it out. And maybe they'll have a variety of ways. You know, maybe it won't just be sort of one magazine approach. Maybe people will figure out what works for them. But it's exciting. Speaking of magazines, Huffington Post recently updated their iPad app. And, you know, if you're a HuffPo reader, the iPad app is very nice. It has a lot of information. It's anything that you can get online. And they've got sort of their homepage of news with their big categories, politics, business, media, entertainment, that they get the most traffic. But something that I noticed when I was updating apps the other day is they added some new sections, health, education. But then if you click on the more button, they have also added HuffPo. Where is it? HuffPo.
Divorce.
Divorce.
I see that.
There it is.
Divorce. What is that?
It's a whole category on the Huffington Post, apparently, all about divorce.
And well, God knows we need more of that.
Well, I thought, am I crazy? Or does that just seem like out of left field a little bit?
It's
world
popular.
Politics, media, divorce,
strange?
Health. It just, it's like one of these things
sad
is not like
that
the other.
They would focus on that.
I think it's kind of sad, too.
Do they have a marriage button? No.
No.
Just divorce.
Just a divorce button. I guess it's because... Obviously, Huffington Post has done enough research to say that people
that's what they want.
Are reading about.
Well, remember, there was a TV show before your time called Divorce Court that all you would watch, the whole TV show, was watch
before
people getting
divorced.
Before
my time, I used to watch it after school all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so this is for you.
Find out. This is designed for mental cruelty.
Right.
I don't think they ever actually featured anybody who was being sued for physical cruelty.
No, I hope not.
I don't think so. Divorce Court was more, you know...
I see you have in the lineup here that Yelp now is out for with check-in offers. But is there a Yelp for the iPad? Or are we still no? We're still using that stupid.
We're still
iPhone.
Still using the stupid iPhone.
I love Yelp.
I love Yelp too.
I use it all the time.
I love Yelp.
Why isn't there an iPad version?
Good question. You know, why isn't there a Facebook iPad app? Because it's not mobile. I'm sorry, I'm always complaining about that, but I just think it's just the stupidest thing to say.
Now there are other ways to use Yelp. Other applications use Yelp.
Yeah, I mean, Yelp, I don't know about you, but I use it for the most part to look up and see what people think. Did you see what I was looking up stuff near my house?
Yeah.
Because
I have to turn my head sideways.
Because I want to be lazy and not walk that far, but I don't want to go to the same place every time. So I look at things near my house.
Do you use Urban Spoon? That's the one that Apple advertised where, I don't know, you shake it and it tells you where to go.
I have seen it in use, but no. I like to have a little more control.
I like to think about where I'm going.
Yeah,
that's part of
me
the fun.
Too. I like to decide for myself. But what's nice about through the Yelp check-in app, if you use check-ins, now, you know, anyone who's familiar with Foursquare check-ins know how check-ins work, right? You check in somewhere and it's geolocation-based. Well, Yelp has been, you know, they're trying to get on the bandwagon of being able to offer coupon codes. Uh-huh. You know, if you check into Paul K at the restaurant in my neighborhood.
Now.
Everyone's
yeah.
doing that,
yeah.
you know, it's you know, with the Groupon sale and everything. Yeah. It's like it's the hottest thing. It's crazy for coupons again, you know?
Yeah.
It's like virtual coupon clipping. Are you how does your neck feel?
I'm getting a little stiff.
Yeah?
I'll be honest
Are you?
With you. Yeah, but I can read it this way.
Well, your ear will drain.
Are we gonna fix this in post? Or is this just gonna stay this way?
Oh, did you want me to do this?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry. I thought you were enjoying yourself.
No, I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kabuki. Ooh, that's actually a good restaurant. Anyway, Yelp has now made it easy if you're the person who checks in via Yelp, and I'm actually not doing that regularly because I'm using Foursquare and you know a variety of other things, but I haven't actually really gotten into
you know what's
the Yelp
fun about
check-in.
Yelp? What? Instead of being a mayor, you become a duke.
I think that's stupid. A duke? Why not king?
Yeah, king would be better.
A duke.
Duke. The hell is that?
A duke. A queen.
I want to be
a mayor. I know, it's like, why didn't they say governor? I guess because then Foursquare would cry foul. My long-winded point of
what
this
is your long-winded point?
Is that now you can check in and receive like nearby coupon information via the Yelp app. That's new. Yelp has been sort of experimenting with being able to give people deals. And if you check into Gap, then it's like, ooh, 25% off your next pair of socks, that kind of thing. So you can now access that information through the app itself. So it's more incentive to check in.
And you could do tips and stuff like that.
You can, you know, a lot of these services, you know, I always say, oh, I just use Foursquare. But I mean, a lot of people I'm noticing now use Facebook. You know, they're checking in on Facebook a lot. I'm not sure who's going to be the winner, but I know everyone's trying to be and trying to figure out how they monetize it.
You know, I'm only 108th on the North Bay check-in leaderboard. And this guy, Oliver's the Duke. Look at that. He looks
pretty
a Duke.
Nice. He's an electrician. What's not to like?
Yeah.
He's only been a member for a couple months, though.
It's easy
I don't
to
think that's very
Duke.
Fair. Yeah. Jeez.
So we have a question, an Ask Leo question for today, or do you want to do a commercial before we do that?
No, let's ask you a question.
All right. I'll put my thinking cap on.
Please do. Yeah, because you're going to have to think now.
Okay.
This question comes from Mike, and he says, hey, guys, I travel internationally with a Windows 7 laptop and an iPad, but hotels charge for each internet connection. Can I share my single wired or wireless laptop connection with my iPad? And if so, how? I've tried something called Connectify, but it doesn't really work. I was stumped.
You can only do, well, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You need to have a wired connection into your lap. This is one way to do it. Wired connection into your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn on ad hoc sharing via your wireless connection on your laptop. That will turn your laptop into a Wi-Fi base station, which the iPad could then use.
Ooh.
So that doesn't require an additional software. You can do it with both Windows and Macintosh.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You'd make an ad hoc network, but you have to have a wired connection in your room.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he's, you know, predominantly in hotels, he probably will sometimes.
If you jailbreak your laptop, I mean, you're an iPad. There's tethering, but you'd have to jailbreak it. So this is the way I would do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mike, you've got your answer, and it wasn't that hard.
Not that hard. I had to think about it.
Because a lot of people carry a laptop and an iPad.
Speaking of divorce, we got an email from Wade Marriage.
Yeah. It's not spelled like marriage.
I bet that's how he says it.
Wade Marriage.
Marriage.
This is kind of a conspiracy theory. Some of you are conspiracy theorists. Don't think I haven't noticed. Wade is no exception. He says, I was listening to my iPad the other day when I noticed something funny. Hmm. It made me think, were the Beatles a precursor to the Angry Birds saga?
Ooh.
Because I was listening to the White Album.
Yes.
And noticed that in order of songs, number 11 is Blackbird.
Oh.
Number 12 is Piggies, with the lyrics, realized something was lacking. Oh. What they need is a damn good whacking.
Oh.
If the Beatles did know, guess what the future may bring? 13th track, Rocky Raccoon.
There might be a raccoon in there. By the way, Angry Birds Seasons is out on the iPad and the iPhone. You probably saw the Angry Birds Halloween trick-or-treat edition. Well, now they've got a Christmas advent calendar with 25 new levels, and you should not play the level until the day. So you have to... Well, you could. You could play all 25 levels today. But I'm playing the Christmas level right now, and of course, instead of being in a spooky, scary place like the Halloween birds, we are in a snowy wonderland. And let's see here. Boom! Oh, I blew it the wrong way.
You know, you love this game, but you're no pro.
I'm no pro.
You're no pro.
I'm not. That's what they say every time I play on the air. They go, you're no pro. You suck at Angry Birds.
You know what? Speaking of games that that I'm not good at, because I'm not good at Angry Birds,
yeah.
Cut the Rope has a new Cosmic Box level, 25 new levels.
So well, Cut the Rope.
Cosmic Box has the levels inside.
Each section of levels is like there's a paper box, there's fabric box, there's different boxes. There's cardboard.
Yeah,
fabric.
Cardboard and fabric I've opened. I never even opened
never
foil yet.
Never got to
yet.
Foil myself.
Or gift.
Gift box. And now the
Cosmic. Is the new.
That's
no, I thought
be
it was 25 levels,
one.
But it says 250. Oh, no, I see. Yeah, it's 25 levels. And within the Cosmic Box, so I hear, Omnom's face is cuter.
But we'll never know, because you haven't yet even done the freaking foil box.
Well, I'm so
get with
sorry.
It, Lane.
You know why? It's because I'm so busy
playing this show.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you're still playing Arriving?
I was playing Arriving, but get this.
Yes.
We got an email from Ethan.
Yes.
He says he's age 12. I guess it's important for him to note that. And he actually addressed it. Hi, Mr. Leo and Mrs. Sarah.
That's cute.
Love your show. I got that app you were playing, Arriving HD. I got to the end, and guess what?
What?
There's no dinosaur. It just says to be continued.
Oh, that is really
annoying.
And
I don't get to see a little dinosaur. In fact, he even sent us a screen capture of what the last page looks like. And it's just an egg that says to be continued, which is such a ripoff.
Oh, that really makes me mad.
Makes me mad, too, because I'm, as you know, trying really hard to get to the end. And I'm also not good at that game, so it's taking me forever. But I thought that I was going to see a little baby dinosaur hatch. That's the whole point. It's the whole point. And as far as I know, there's no game 2 out. You should get some sort of reward, not just to be continued.
Come
How
on.
Insulting. Yeah. So anyway, if you're looking for a baby dinosaur at the end of Arriving HD, just...
Ain't gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. Enjoy the game, but they'll gyp ya. You know what isn't disappointing?
What?
Slingbox. Because the Sling iPad app is out.
Yay! Woo! I should... Oh, you know, I didn't buy it yet. It's
$30. Yeah. It's $30.
And I have it on the Android, and I should buy it on the iPhone, and I have it on the Black. I should buy it.
Yes,
it's
you should.
It's so exciting. I will. Okay, we'll demonstrate it next time, okay?
Yes.
It is so cool. Slingbox lets you watch your home TV anywhere you go on. Hey, should I do a Slingbox ad? I might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a news story. But I might as well do the ad.
No, it's all the same.
They want to know. Everybody wants to know. Yes, you can put Slingbox on your iPad. This is what I've been waiting for. Let me explain what Slingbox is first. So it's a box. And you attach it to your TV setup. And it has a lot of inputs. So you can plug in your DVD player, your DVR, of course, your cable or satellite box. And then you also plug in the Ethernet. So it's on the Internet now. And you set up an account and you have a password and everything. So it's completely secure. No monthly fee, no additional charges. You already pay for your TV setup. But now anywhere you go, including in the house with Wi-Fi, you can watch whatever's, you know, downstairs on the DVR. You can control the DVR. You can watch your satellite. You can watch the game. Imagine taking this to the big game. There's a big play goes down. The TV folks are watching the replay. You're sitting in the stadium going, what's going on? What's going on? Fire up your Slingbox on your iPad. Now you're seeing it just as if you're at home. It is absolutely cool. And now that it's on the iPad, I just think there's no question you should run out and get a Slingbox.
And if you don't have an iPad, I mean, you could do this
iPhone,
on your BlackBerry.
BlackBerry.
Or your iPhone.
iPod Touch with Wi-Fi. Windows and Mac, of course.
Sure.
So here's what you do. Go to a Best Buy, get a sling box, bring it home, hook it up, start watching TV wherever you go on the internet. You can even watch pre-recorded shows on the DVR. It's the same thing you could do at home, you could do on your Slingbox. Check out Slingbox at a Best Buy near you or go to slingbox.com/TWIT. Slingbox.com/TWIT.
Twit.
Have we ever had them on this show before? I think it's about time because, let's face it.
Slingbox?
It's on iPad.
We did last week or the week before. Yeah.
Probably they were thinking, we're going to be on iPad.
Now
what did you say, cranberry
relevant.
Sauce?
He told me, he said, this was a few weeks ago
lying.
At the gadget party. He said,
he said,
when will that app be out? I had him by the throat, you know, with a knife.
Yeah.
You tell me. And he said, soon. I said, how soon? And he said, cranberry sauce soon.
I love that.
And sure enough, it was right before Thanksgiving.
I love that.
I like people who don't lie. So good on you, Sling. You guys are great. We got an email from, no, you're going to have to say her name. Because
Caroline Isabelle Caron. She is a professor agrégé at the Département d'Histoire, Université Queen's.
She's great.
Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
So she's a professor in the history department at a college in Canada.
Yes.
Okay.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Like a pro. And she sent us a picture of, well, I'm looking at the picture, what am I seeing?
Well, you know, in episode 21, Caroline reminded us, Sarah and Leo, you wondered what people kept in their docs and on their iPad homepage. So yeah. I thought that I'd take a picture or, you know, a screen cap.
I like that.
Here's mine.
So she's got Mail, Safari, Calendrier.
You're right.
Video and
Réglage.
That's the setup.
Which is the settings, which is kind of neat.
I like her kitty cat, though. Look at the kitty cat.
She says, yes, my iPad speaks French to me. I keep most used apps out of folders. That's the way that I like to do it. I have folders for work. Utilities,
travail,
books and reading,
utilitaire,
streaming,
livre,
and
écouter
games.
Et jeux.
And I'm glad she told me that because I don't know what some of these words mean, but it is always very interesting and kind of voyeuristic to be able to look at someone else's setup and go, now why did she do that? Or
let's
why did
do
he
what Caroline
Isabelle
did.
She obviously loves Instapaper and Reader, so
yep,
she's
right up there.
She's obviously doing a lot of reading and reading for later. Maybe
she uses
Osphora,
which is my favorite Twitter app. Simple Note, a really great Mac and iPad.
What's GB
note-taker.
Down
I don't know GB.
I don't know GB. We're going to have to look that up. See, this is, we got, by the way, we had said, this is in response to us saying, I wonder how other people have their,
right.
have their doc set up and what's on their homepage. And so we
so
got a
fun.
Bunch of submissions.
It is very
so
voyeuristic.
Over the next few weeks, we'll highlight one of you guys because everyone does it differently. You know, I mean, I'm not even using folders at all because I actually get things lost in folders because I'm just extremely unorganized.
And you know, you all know how to do this. You just press the top button and the home button at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and it'll snap a picture of your desktop just like this. Now, everybody's seen my desktop, so there's nothing to reveal there. Although, look, everything's changed, hasn't it, with 4.2. We now all have folders and everything. So it's, you know, I went down from about 12 pages to just about 5. Because of folders. I mean, that's really been a big improvement from my point of view.
Yeah, it starts to get overwhelming after a while.
I do the same thing that she does.
4G? I'm going to have to look that up.
What?
That app that was on your homepage that we aren't
familiar
with. GB, like Gigabyte. Okay, yeah. I'll remember that. See, I'm going to get good app ideas from you guys this way.
Yes.
just know it.
How should they just email us?
Yeah, so iPadToday@twit.tv, of course, is our email address. You can also leave us a voicemail. And you have been leaving voicemails, and I thank you so much. Some of the voicemails are in response to stuff that we kind of have to move on from. So, you know,
but
just
we like hearing them.
Mind.
It's fine to go along with them, and we'll listen to them.
Absolutely.
But if you want to hear them on the air.
If you want to hear them on the air, try to keep them under 30 seconds. And, you know, just talk at us. We don't care. We love to hear your voice. Number is 757-504-IPAD or 4723. IPAD spells iPad, so that's kind of the... That's where it's really cool. And for extra points, send us a video. Haven't been able to feature any videos lately, and I don't know why. Now, if you've, for some reason, sent us a video, we get a lot of email in our inbox. If you send us a video and you go, I did send you a video, Sarah, and you haven't featured it, and why are you complaining? Can you put video in the subject line? Because that way I can filter things more easily and not lose anything that you may have sent me. Because I have a hunch that might be happening, and I don't want you guys to be going through the trouble of putting together something nice for us and us not seeing your lovely faces. So if you do want to send us a video, link it somewhere, you know, Vimeo, YouTube, anywhere that you can send us a link so that we can play it off the internet.
Yes, we do appreciate
that. Thank you in advance for all of your support.
We're going to get your app cap ready.
Okay.
Actually, you can hand me that green one on the top up there. That's going to be my app cap today. And while Sarah's getting the cap on for our app picks of the week, I'd like to tell you about Hover.com. It is the new way to register domain names. I'm moving everything over to Hover.com because it's clean, it's simple, it's easy. It's just my idea of a great domain registrar, mostly because that's what they do. They don't upsell you with a lot of different stuff. They don't do hosting. You register a domain name. They'll forward your URL. They will do email as well for you. Not a lot of services, just simple, clean. And by the way, great customer service, a new no-hold policy for customer service calls, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern. When you get a live person when you call, they're not going to put you on hold. They're going to handle it. They make managing domains very easy, too, to set up email addresses, forward email addresses, of course, redirect your domain to a website, create URL extensions, set privacy controls, all with fewer clicks and without the website trying to upsell you on something you don't want. Or the sexy girls. I'm sorry, there's no sexy girls. Just enter the name of the URL.
I don't
URL.
Need sexy girls when I'm registering a domain.
I'll be honest.
Are you kidding?
You know, I have nothing against cute women, but that's not what I want to see when I'm doing a domain name.
It's a little distracting. They don't go together.
No.
It's a weird combo.
If you go to ipadtoday.hover.com, you will save right now on your domain registration. And by the way, they have a transfer service that's really great. I actually wish I'd used that. I was doing it by hand, and the sexy girls have locked my site.
See, they certainly got things figured out, but maybe
so
they
sweet,
don't.
She wouldn't do. Oh my God, she's locked me in. Mm-hmm. Hover domain transfers are free. They do charge $10, but what that does is extend the domain registration 1 year past its current expiration date at the time of the transfer. So it's a free. This is actually a great way to do it. It's a free transfer, and then they give you another year for $10. By the way,
perfect.
Speaking of not upselling you, you know, when you go to the other place and they say, oh, and by the way, you want to be private, don't you? Well, that'll cost you a little extra. It's built into Hover.com. Who is privacy? Absolutely free. They know everybody wants that, so they build it in. Just try it out. Do me a favor.
Honest salesman.
Believe. iPadToday.hover.com. You know why? They're Canadian. That's why.
Oh.
It's Domains Direct. It's a two cows company, and they just do it right. For everywhere in the world, hover.com. Go to ipadtoday.hover.com for more information. All right, let me strap my app cap on.
Just so you know, Leo, I just want a full disclosure that I wore the same hat when Tom and I recorded an extra show on Monday.
You wore my app cap?
It was your birthday.
Oh, okay.
So it was a happy birthday, Leo. But I thought today.
What are you wearing? You're wearing the ho-ho-ho hat.
Hanukkah just started yesterday.
Yeah? As we record this.
We don't have a Hanukkah hat. No. But we do have a ho-ho-ho hat.
God, so you're adorable in that. You should wear white ermine all the time.
Oh.
Don't you think?
I should take this to France. It's going to be so darn cold.
Yes, you're an ermine girl.
What's that?
Don't tell her, folks.
What is it?
Ermine?
Ermine?
As a vegetarian, you probably wouldn't wear ermine. It's a fur.
Oh.
It's a white fur.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Right?
But you probably wouldn't wear it.
And they're known for girls wearing their fur?
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Oh,
an ermine girl. One can only assume. Well,
you want to see an ermine?
I guess.
They're really cute.
I'm not a really big fan of fur.
No, that's the point. It's kind of weasel, though, so it's okay.
I would never wear an ermine. I want one as a pet.
They'll bite you.
I don't care. It's worth it.
It's a kind of weasel.
I'll make him love me. He will love me.
But they're really cute, aren't they?
They're really cute. Oh, look at them.
And the fur is so soft, it keeps you so warm.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I don't wear fur. And that is not real fur.
No, my goodness. No, this is felt.
No, I don't wear fur. I don't want to kill any animals for my fur.
I'm wearing my ho-ho-ho hat, so spirit away, everybody. And my app cap, which of course is what this is today, is something that I came across by accident and I went, wait a second, how do I know this program? And then I remembered that when I was, just out of college and I had a Windows machine, a friend of mine was really into like synthesizers.
Yeah.
And he turned me on to this program from Propellerhead Software called Rebirth.
Oh, Propellerheads. I use their software, Reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Rebirth it's basically a synthesizer.
Oh, I might want this.
That is for anyone who is kind of a synth head.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a, it's a, It's a virtual 808 machine, basically. Well, 902.
What's 808? Now, so you said that at the beginning of the show. I pretended I knew what you were talking about.
It's like a
look at that
percussion.
Oh, it's a drum machine.
Yeah, it's a drum machine.
Oh my God, look at that!
I know. So it's great. So if I just go to like the default song,
so you're picking
right?
which synth you want,
right? And this is something that they just
You've got to have. Let me give you this because we got to hear it. If you're gonna make music, I'm gonna give you the special.
Well, I'm not gonna make good music.
Well, that's all right.
When I'm gonna,
if you're going to make anything,
I'll do my darndest.
Plug that in so we can hear the sounds coming out of Sarah. All right.
So this is just kind of the default song, which is, you know, I press play and it gives me something to start with.
Is your audio turned up?
I think
Make sure it's turned up. Nowadays with this mute button, you can't ever tell anymore. Ooh. Hey.
There you go.
Hey.
Oh, hey. So this is like, you know, we're clubbing.
There are a lot of DJs are starting to use iPads.
Well, this is, you know, you hear about all these iPad DJs. It's like, I don't know why they're not using more of this.
Right. So I think they are.
I can play around, right? You know, I've got my fades. I've got all my good stuff. Now, full disclosure, and you don't even need to tell you this, but I'm no good. I'm no good at
well, it sounds good. I'm dancing.
Well, that's kind of fun. You know, I mean, I play around. You've got your little knobs. The knobs are all live. They all move. You know, you can isolate your sounds in a variety of ways. You can change your pitch, all that good stuff. And you know, again, it's like, yeah, well, Sarah, you don't really know what you're talking about. If I was good, I could then save this out.
Right.
Now, people say, well, hold on a second. I want, if I go back to my, my songs, sorry. I'm just now, no, I'm not going to save that because that wasn't good.
That was terrible.
It was terrible. But if I wanted to save
so
it, I could
save
it.
So what are all the different synths it has here?
What do you mean?
Well, these are songs.
Yeah, so these... Well,
so you're going to have different setups, though.
What Rebirth does for you when you first load it up is... Yeah. It, you know, you can make as many different songs or sessions, I guess is a better way to say it, as you want. But it gives you some demos. Because, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like demo 4 is a Fonda workout. It's like, how can you not click on that? Let's just see
what
someone else has put together because this person knows what they're doing. So I go ahead and press play. Yeah, you can skin it, too. Let's work out. Stretch, 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 and down and up, down and up. This really doesn't sound like Jane Fonda.
Now is the time on iPad today where we dance.
We dance. So what's neat about this is not only are you playing this, but you'll see in real time as the person who created this has moved things around.
My son would love this.
So you get inspired.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, one of the, when you...
Well, he has reason, but you have to use a whole computer. This you could carry around with.
Oh, yeah. This is, I mean, it's like the coolest fun... I mean, if you just want to fool around, I mean, that's all I really use this stuff for. It's great for that. If you're serious about it, it's great for that, too. And if you want to share something, in the App Store, some folks have complained, well, hold on a second. You know, you can share a song, but you can't actually save it out as an MP3, but you can.
Right.
Because if you email it to yourself and play it on, you know, through a browser, you can strip out an MP3. So it's possible.
That's great.
Yeah. It's how
I see
much
it.
Is
I
it?
Mean,
$14.99.
Bucks.
So
yeah,
$15
yeah.
bucks.
Yeah,
so it's, you know, it's like the price of actual
synths
software.
Synths are fairly expensive on,
right.
On the, iPad, but it's amazing what you can do.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And this is obviously very deep. I mean, the number of things that you can do on here.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Wow.
I know. I mean, this is really good. This is like,
can you save it as a wave or can you only save it as an MP3?
Either one, because
you can save either one.
You can choose it after the fact. You have to email it out and then you save it as your chosen file format.
Oh, that's awesome.
You can do it.
So you get
that is not actually
a
built
303
into
bass line, an 808 drum machine, a 909 drum machine, digital delay, compressor, distortion unit, PCF effect, mixer, device specific mixer sections.
Isn't that the coolest?
Mod support. This
you know what? It's like a player piano to me. Like I would just let this go at a party, and people would be like, "Look at it! It's playing
really
itself."
That's really neat. I'm just
better than me doing it.
I want this. Yeah,
I know it's really cool.
$15.
So that's Rebirth from Propellerhead, and I'm so glad I discovered it because I went, "Oh my gosh!" It reminds me of sitting in my little room in that house I lived in with like 5 people playing with Rebirth.
I didn't know you did that. Really.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't have any
Give me the plug,
because
mine might make some sound. I'm hoping mine is
going to
go...
Tinkering.
I hope my app cap is going to go tick, 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 tick. Do you know what? Does that give you a hint?
Kesha?
Kesha.
TikTok?
No. That's good. Very good.
Thank you.
No, my app cap is 60 minutes now available on the iPad. And this just came out, and I have to say they've done a... If you miss 60 minutes... you can now watch it on the iPad. So they have the current 60 Minutes episodes on here that you can watch. But you can also go back to the archives, which I think is really fantastic. There's web extras as well. So there's behind-the-scenes information. There's the shows itself. I miss 60 Minutes every time. I don't know.
The curtain goes up for previews tonight on Spider-Man.
Now, I have to say, it's kind of YouTube quality. In fact, you can... You can kind of tell the audio isn't great either.
The buzz is louder.
But, you know, 60 Minutes is not...
It's not what I would call a high-def show. You're watching for the news.
Right. Yeah. The conversations. You're watching for the news. The reports.
At least it does go full screen.
You know what's... Well, they're smart to do this because how many times have I, you know... Well, not me necessarily, but someone on Monday comes to you and goes, gosh, did you see that Tom
Cruise interview?
Every time,
and I miss him.
And you go, oh, no, I didn't know they were going to be on 60 Minutes.
I miss it every time.
Me too.
So you can go... If you have a favorite correspondent, you can go by their shows... By their stories, which is really, I think, really nice. It doesn't go all the way back. There is an archive, but it doesn't go all the way back. So let's see Tom Cruise. Let's see if
I don't
can
actually
go.
Know if he was on 60 Minutes.
Oh, of course, if he's not been on 60 Minutes, they must
they've failed
wrong.
At life. That's nope. For sure.
No Tom Cruise.
Oh, what a bummer.
What's your favorite 60 Minutes episode?
60 Minutes.
I don't know. I can't remember.
That's a hard question.
That just shows you. So you might want to just browse.
Yeah.
There's also a section in here called 60 Minutes Overtime.
Is that extras?
Yeah, it's extra stuff. You know, one of the things that happens with 60 Minutes is there's not enough time.
Yeah, they have to cut
so
stuff
this
out.
So this is a web show that they do that has stuff they couldn't get into the original or stories that they just elected not to do. So if you really like the 60 Minutes style, which I do, I mean, it's really, this is the king of journalism. This is Tom Brady.
Yada.
60 Minutes.
They're so perfect.
This week, you never miss another 60 Minutes episode and past as well. So if you want to keep up to date with the world, it's just one more thing that that you can put on your iPad that makes it really useful. Now, it's $5 to buy the application. But as far as I can tell, there's no additional charges. This is it. $5 and you can watch all the 60 Minutes shows.
Oh, Conan, that was a good one. Remember that?
Oh,
when
yeah,
you finally
I missed that
told
one.
The truth about what went down at NBC.
Okay, let's see if I can find
that. That would
that.
Be a good one.
Conan,
because
I missed that.
Of course,
that one.
Everyone was talking about it around the water cooler the next day.
Cross your fingers that they had.
I forgot that was 60 Minutes.
Nope. Oh, I spelled it wrong. I got it. There's an A.
Yeah, well, they must have it because I just saw the A-N. Conan.
Oh, I see. You know what?
It's auto-correcting.
It's auto-correcting.
Damn you, auto-correct.
Like they don't know Conan O'Brien. Come on.
Well,
there it is.
They're stupid.
So I missed it. It was May.
Yeah.
I missed it, but there it is. It's in
there. Yeah, because this was in the day where Conan was, he was going
right.
back
and
to
look
nature
at this.
And figuring out what.
Web extras. Conan's Taurus.
Conan's Taurus.
Well, look, you know,
Jazz
I mean,
American car,
this didn't make
gents.
The final edit.
Right.
They didn't show this,
but now
you'll be able to see it on your iPad. Now notice the videos are not stored.
This is nice. What is this? Well, underneath the dust, it's a British Racing green.
Really?
Not really.
Sort of metallic turquoise.
I thought if I said British Racing green, you'd buy it. Yeah, this for the first couple years of the late night show, it really was my car. And guests on the air like Ice Cube and. People would say, what do you drive? And I'd say, I drive a Ford Taurus SHO, and it would get this big laugh.
Are we going to take a ride?
I don't think it'll start, but we could try if you want.
Actually, the SHO is a great car. I would not knock that. It might not have been back then.
Maybe Ice Cube, you know.
Ice Cube
was more
an
Impala
nice.
Type of a guy.
So now that's something you wouldn't have seen on the TV episode, but it's a web extra.
I definitely didn't. Yeah, and it's nice because it's like, you know, when someone will say, for extras from this interview, please go to 60minutes.com. You're never going to.
Right.
But if you're already there, then you'd be more inclined to watch that stuff and
you do,
get into it.
You do
it.
Need internet access. It has not come preloaded with the content. You're going to be downloading it. It's just an interface to the archives. But I think it's a very nice app for
$4.99. I love it. It's a digital library for 60 minutes, which, you know, has been on a really long time. So
Speaking
they've got a lot of stuff.
On a really long time.
Us.
Yeah, we better get out of here. Tom Merritt's coming up with Tech News Today.
That's right.
Thank you all for watching iPad Today. We love you, and I hope you'll come back. You can watch us do this every
Thursday
at 1:30 Pacific time.
And if you don't, and if you can't watch us live, right. then you can download us and subscribe to us later. And by the way, for anyone who's like, subscribe, I'm not giving you a cent.
It's
you
free.
You don't have to. It's free.
We don't charge you for nothing.
Speaking of web extras, really quick before we go.
Yes.
If you missed the Tron special, we ran it live yesterday.
Oh, I want to see that again.
It's now in the Twit specials on our website.
Oh,
and
very easy to find.
Very easy to find.
Just it's go to twit.tv.
Specials,
you go down here to specials, Twit Live specials.
And it's 52.
And there is 52. Tron Legacy.
There you go.
We've got video. We've got audio.
And a couple of web extras on our YouTube channel, the Twit channel.
We have web extras too, don't we?
Yeah, we do, actually.
Yeah. Now, this is really going to confuse people because I'm now playing this on the Twit show.
What are you doing?
In the middle of the show. Well, I missed
the
Tron.
You're going to break the internet.
I'm going to break it. We're crossing the streams. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll see you next time on iPad Today.
Bye.